And starting nicely for the Blues, it was probably not the total they were after, but Steve Smith as captain guiding the way once again. Stephen O'Keefe, good morning, champion.
How are you there, boys?
Very well, mate. How are you travelling?
Yeah, very good, thank you. It was a good win yesterday, so always makes the next day a little bit fresher, even if you are a little bit sore.
How is it playing cricket this time of year, Steve?
Yeah, mate, I enjoy it, to be honest. I had a good break during the off-season, and you play a lot of pre-season cricket, so you're ready for it. But it's for someone like myself who just loves playing cricket and eating cricket ball sandwiches, you know, I could play it 12 months around, so I'm always excited and ready to go. And, you know, with the team that we've got at New South Wales, it's even more exciting. You know, I've probably got five blokes in the team that have played in the World Cup team. And I think everyone, I got told yesterday, had played a game for Australia. So it's a really talented side to be a part of. And hopefully we can, come away with some silverware at the end of the tournament.
Yeah, 266, the total, North Sydney Oval. You can see more there. But fair to say, mate, at 5 for 130 after the 30th over, when I tuned in, it was requiring some good batting to get that total.
Yeah, I think, the wicket there did, it looked pretty good. However, it was a little bit slow. There was a bit of moisture and tackiness in the top of it. In saying that, some of our dismissals weren't great in that 5 for 130. So, you know, Steve Smith's in, you know, ridiculous form at the moment. Not only is he hitting the ball well, he's hungry for runs. I think he's got every excuse to come back and say that he's tired, not want to play, but he just wants to put his head down. He wants to be there at the end of every innings. Unfortunately, it wasn't the case yesterday, but his 72 was valuable. And we scratched out 260. We thought it was a bit below par. But when you got the likes of Starkey with that new ball bowling 140 k's an hour, you know, 260 ended up being 150 too many. So, it was a really good bowling and fielding performance.
I was going to say, with Mitchell Stark, that ankle injury has really slowed him up.
Yeah. Oh, mate. Well, let's break the other ankle and see how quick he can go. He's bowling 140. I mean, the batters know it's coming. They know they're going to get that full in-swinging, or in Travis Head's case yesterday, out-swinging sort of Yorker half volley. But guys just, because of the speed and the late swing, guys just can't seem to hit it. And, again, it's good signs for us. He looks fresh, coming back from the World Cup. I think, obviously not going to Bangladesh and staying at home, I think, has freshened him up. And he looks the goods at the moment.
Yeah. Steve, I mean, you'd know better than most at the moment. It's bone spurs. I know you're not a doctor, but there's nothing he can do about it, is it? And that's what he said to us. I think he was talking to Danny Widler the other night, and it was sort of like, well, you know, they're not going to disappear. I've just got to play with the pain, and obviously they're not going to get any worse.
Yeah. I mean, he's a pretty sensible sort of cricketer, Starkey, and he knows that. And he knows that when he gets a period at some stage, he'll get them looked at and sorted out. But, credit to him, he wants to come and play for New South Wales. You know, he wants to play as much cricket as possible. He's got, a big Australian summer ahead of him, and, he barely even talks about it. You wouldn't even know if you spoke to Starkey. He doesn't whinge, doesn't complain, just gets that new ball in his hand and wants to bowl thunderbolts for us.
Steve, plenty of experts out there believe you should play more Test cricket. What are your ambitions for this season?
Well, I agree with those experts.
Well, you've been knocking on the door for a couple of years.
Yeah, look, I think, one of the privileged things I get to do is play with Nathan Lyon, and he's certainly earned his spot as the number one spinner in Australia, and he's a great fella, and he passed on a lot of his knowledge. I guess where I'm hoping to come in is if they do have a chance to play two spinners, that I get that second spinner's role. And I think, my numbers have shown that now over the last sort of three seasons in four-day cricket. And fingers crossed I can get that opportunity again. And look, if I don't perform and things don't go well, at least I can say that, I got that opportunity. Second in line to go to Bangladesh. So the selectors are still considering me. So again, it'll be, in 12 months' time when there's a tour to Sri Lanka that they take it two spinners. I'd like to think that, after a good first-class season, I still might be that second bloke in line.
Absolutely, Steve. It was a blow that you weren't able to get over to Bangladesh. I felt for all you guys. But I've heard pre-season-wise, you've been working on some more variation to your bowling.
Yeah, I've been trying to get a little bit taller, Slats, but it hasn't been going too well. I think that's what they like to select. There's a bit of extra height and a bit of extra bounce.
I've tried a few things. They haven't worked either.
I think the key, I mean, we went over to India, which was great. Had an opportunity to bowl on their wickets against some really quality batters. And the group we had a win and won the series, which is a really positive thing and not easy to do over in India. And I guess it just comes down to more bowling. And I think that's the thing that Nathan does as well. The more you bowl, the more experience you get, the better you get. I think particularly with spin bowling, you know, I'm getting to, you know, I'm 30 years old now. I've played over 50 first class matches. You know, I've had small success against India A over in different conditions. So it builds confidence and belief. And, you know, they're really powerful tools as a cricketer, as you know, Slats. And right now I'm buzzing and I want to keep playing and, I want to produce the goods, so that opportunity to wear the baggy green comes around again.
Can you talk us through Shane Watson's dismissal? Seems to be getting a lot of traction on social media.
I feel for Watto. You know, I bowled to him in the nets the day before, and he dead set didn't miss hit a ball. And I reckon I would have bowled four overs against him. He would have hit me for 60 runs. He was hitting the ball that beautifully. It's one of those things, I guess, you know. You're probably seeing him so well. You see a juicy full toss and you probably get a little bit more excited than what you should. But, you know, he's such a class player. He's a class guy. Again, no sooking or whinging from him. You know, obviously it's a poor dismissal for his standards. But I know the form that he's in at the moment, he'll bounce back and... yeah, look, he's probably going to cop that grief on social media. That's just the way it is. But, you know, when he comes across the team, we certainly don't feel it or sense it from him.
Full toss, mate. That can be the hardest ball to face.
Absolutely.
Ask Mark Taylor.
Well, you spend all warm-up hitting full toss,
that's it,
don't you? And then you get one in a get one in the middle.
Like, what do I do with this? Can I ask, mate? And it's an interesting concept, and I don't mind it, but this Cricket Australia 11... just a bit worried after the first two games. You've dusted them already. They got beaten comprehensively. Having batted first, they're out for 79. So that game over very quicker than yours because you batted first, but it was 1 for 81, the Victorians. Are we going to see any competition from them, Steve, or are they out of their depth?
Look, I think there's certainly a bunch of guys in that team who are talented cricketers. You can see that, you know, already, even though, you know, the short stints that they've had. Look, the only concern I've got is that, you know, you build up a fair bit of scar tissue if you do keep going out and getting thumped like that every week. You know, when you do actually get into the first class cricket foray and say 4 day cricket, you build up a fair bit of that scar tissue. I have no doubt that these guys will go on to play first class cricket. You know, they've got the goods at their age. But, you know, they're going to find it tough against, you know, particularly now since the Australian squad's come back and bolstered pretty much every team across the paddock, you know, they're going to find it tough. But, you know, they're under great management there with the Troy Cooley and the staff at Cricket Australia. I think, you know, I still believe they'll win a game, which would be great. But I think if CA is going to bring in a CA 11, I'd love to see it as the next cream of players, maybe guys that have missed out on the squad who are younger, you know, who could get an opportunity, who are, you know, nearly ready to go for their states and have just missed out. But I guess that's something they're going to have to review. And look, we're only early on in the tournament. Hopefully they've, you know, dusted off a few cobwebs and they can put into some performances where they can compete and hopefully win a game.
Taking on Western Australia tomorrow?
Yes, that's us, isn't it? Yeah, we're out at Blacktown. Day nighter out at Blacktown, which will be exciting. Hopefully we can pack the stands out there. We know how much the West loves their cricket, and for us, it's a big game against a team that's you know, seems to have the wood over us in all the big games. You know, they've got a couple of guys who've scored centuries. Bancroft and Sean Marsh scored centuries in their last match, so you know, they're going to be extremely competitive. But look, I think we're flying at the moment as the Blues. I think yesterday was an indication we weren't even close to our best, but still we're able to come away with a double bonus point. So, you know, we'll be looking for a win and staying on top of that ladder.
Good on you, Steve. Get there a bit earlier, though, mate. It's a day game, so I don't want you to miss half the innings.
Oh, is it?
Or half the game, yeah. The day night is
you're all over it.
Tonight, actually. I'm doing that one, Victoria, Queensland. Yeah, so you're a 10 a.m. start, I think. What's that?
So we're in the. So I've got to. Oh, right.
Yeah,
so
no. Just
up at 2 o'clock, I'll be halfway through the innings.
Exactly, right? Mate. Just get up a bit earlier, you'll be right.
You can maybe send me a reminder text or something.
I will, Steve. Play well. And thanks for your time, mate. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Slats. Cheers, guys.
Good on you. Stephen O'Keefe.